Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We are still investigating Ilhan Omar. She is a Democrat representative of the 5th District of Minnesota, whom Professor Green defended in his speech, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. As he talked to some students and other audience, Professor Green assured his audience that Representative Ilhan Omar was the victim of the 4 Islamophobic strategies. And let me quickly remind you of these 4 strategies, which Professor Green claimed that the Republicans, especially Mr. Donald Trump, have used against the Muslims of America. And these are 1, creeping Sharia; 2, Muslim Middle Easterns and migrants; 3, Muslims anti-Semitism; and 4, radical Islamic terrorism. We already proved our point that yes, these 4 factors apply to Ilhan Omar and most Muslims in the West. For example, Ilhan Omar practiced Sharia in America, as we have seen her first marry and divorce by Sharia in America, 2, wearing the hijab, which is the traditional dress in Sharia. 2, we know the fact that Ilhan Omar, she is a migrant Muslim from Somalia, and she committed fraud by coming to America like most the other 87% of Muslims who came to America under George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama, who presented fraudulent paperwork to come to America. From the marriage of Ilhan Omar to her brother, which itself is a crime, we know for sure that she is not the daughter of Omar, but that was fraud. As for the 4th strategy, which is radical Islamic terrorism, we found that this is the nature of Muslims, because you cannot be Muslim unless you are radical, as Allah calls all radical Muslim terrorists, and He calls them also Muslim believers. As we read from the teaching of Allah in the Quran, that all Muslims, like Allah, like Muhammad, like even the angels of Allah, are simply terrorists. In our last few broadcasts, we began to look at strategy number 3 and Ilhan Omar, which is Muslims anti-Semitism. And why not? Since Allah throughout the pages of the Quran and Muhammad in his teaching in the Hadith, as we saw it also in the Sunnah of Muhammad, both command and ordered the Muslim believers to hate the Jews. Not only the Jews, but the Christians and all non-Muslims. That's why it is normal for Ilhan Omar as a Muslim believer to be anti-Semitic. And that is what we have seen in her tweet and in her speech and in her support of all Muslim jihadis surrounding Israel. In our last broadcast, we investigated the interview between Steve and Professor Alan Dershowitz, who with honesty and courage spoke the truth and proved on Fox News channel that Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite, as we've seen Steve just made it to be just Mr. Dershowitz's opinion, just to keep himself safe from being sued by Ilhan Omar or some Muslims in America, or perhaps getting bombed by some of those so-called moderate Muslims. Because trust me, if you go on your TV program and tell the world that Muslims hate the Jews, Muslims will kill the last Jew in planet Earth, Muslim jihadi like ISIS, Fatah, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Shabaab, any Muslim jihadi organization will never complain. They'll be thankful to you for telling the truth about their opinion and their beliefs about the Zionist. But people like CARE, who present themselves to be moderate in America, will be mad. They will sue you, or they will send somebody to blow up your building. And afterward, they will have a press conference where in it they will condemn these acts. Why? Because Islam is love and Islam is peace. Just think about that, America. Today, we will be sharing with you another proof from an article. And this article is actually written by a Muslim lady who claimed to be a moderate Muslim or a reformer Muslim. So today, not only I will be using this article to prove that Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite, but I will also expose the propaganda of those so-called moderate or Muslim reformers. This article was written by Quanta Ahmed. But before we even get to her article, first let us ask the question, who is Dr. Quanta A. Ahmed?
Quanta A. Ahmed is a British physician specializing in sleep disorders. She is also an author and commentator and has contributed articles to The Spectator, Huffington Post, and The Jerusalem Post. Ahmed is the daughter of Sunni Muslim Pakistani immigrants to Britain. She graduated from the University of Nottingham. She went to New York City for medical training. Without a U.S. visa to extend her stay, she left to practice in Saudi Arabia for a year. She wrote down her daily experiences as a woman practicing medicine and published them in a book. In June 2013, Ahmed visited Israel, speaking at universities and research institutes around the country.
And without further ado, please listen carefully to her article.
Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite who brands criticism of her as anti-Muslim bigotry, but she's the real bigot. In an article by Quanta Ahmed with Fox News, Representative Ilhan Omar is unquestionably an anti-Semite, cloaks herself in victimhood, portraying herself as a Muslim under siege, unfairly attacked because of her religion. This is how Islamism, a hateful political ideology pretending to be a religion, operates.
First of all, there is no Islamist, as there is no Christianist. It is an invented word used by those who call reformers or moderate Muslims to differentiate between the true Muslim believers, the radical, the terrorists, whom Allah called Muslim believers, and themselves. So they will tell you, Muslims are good people, Islamists are the radicals. But in reality, that word does not exist in Islam. As for Dr. Ahmed's statement, this is how Islamism, a hateful political ideology pretending to be a religion, operates. That statement itself is a fraud. Why? Because in Islam, we cannot separate between politics and religion. Islam is more than 80% politics and less than 20% religion. So that's how Muhammad operated his religion, and that's how Muslims have operated their religion for the last 1400 years. And now let's go back to Dr. Ahmed's article.
Like Omar, I am a naturalized American Muslim woman of color. But unlike the Democratic Congresswoman from Minnesota, I don't hate Jews, and I don't hate the Jewish state of Israel.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Quanta Ahmed is a Pakistani woman. Therefore, she is not white. But in her statement that she does not hate the Jews nor the state of Israel, that is a lie. Why? Because you cannot be a Muslim and you are in love with the Jews and the Christians. We already covered that, and I'm not going to repeat myself here. You cannot be a Muslim, follower of Muhammad, follower of Allah and his commands in the Quran, unless you hate the Jews. Not only you hate the Jews, but even you should be responsible for the killing of the last one. As Muhammad, your prophet, prophesied that the day of judgment will not come until you kill the last Jew. And if you are sincere about not hating the Jews nor the state of Israel, then you need to declare that you are no longer a Muslim, because a Muslim is a person who submits to Allah and his command, Muhammad and his command. And if you reject their commands to you as a believer in Islam, you need to quit. But please don't call yourself a moderate or a reformer, because there is no place for you in Islam. But here is the fact. Dr. Quanta Ahmed is telling us that Ilhan Omar hates the Jews. Ilhan Omar hates the existence of the state of Israel.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue with Dr. Quanta Ahmed, who stated,
"I have studied the Quran and know it says Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. The Quran devotes an entire chapter to the children of Israel and considers the Israelites to be a nation bestowed with special divine favor."
Here we go, the propaganda Muslims of the West. Moderate, reformer, or even Muslim Brotherhood. They all repeat the same lies. Yes, indeed, we got all the good news to share with you about the Jewish people from the Quran. The largest book in the Quran, chapter 2, the Book of Zakah, it tells us that the Jewish people have the right to have their land, Israel. But what about the other chapters in the Quran where Muhammad killed the Jews and the Christians and gave the commands of Allah for the Muslim believers to banish them from the face of the earth? What will Dr. Quanta Ahmed do with the verses where Allah gives the command to the Muslim believers to besiege them wherever you find them, behead them, crucify them, cut their hands and legs from opposite side, and to terrorize them, and to banish them from the face of the earth? You see, this is the propaganda which is hurting America more than helping it. Why? Because here in America, when we hear people like Dr. Quanta Ahmed, and we believe what she say, we may assume that there is radical Muslims. And those are not true Muslims, because Dr. Quanta Ahmed is a true Muslim believer who's telling us that she loves Israel and she have no problem for the Jewish people to have their own state. But that goes against the final words of Allah in the Quran. I can quote you many passages throughout the Quran from which you will learn that Islam is a beautiful religion. But in reality, these are the verses which Allah abrogated, which Allah canceled, which Allah erased, and they have only the old commands when Muhammad had only a few followers. In his early days, in Mecca, when Muslims lived as a small minority among the Jews and the Christians. But if we investigate the final Quranic verses, the final commands of Allah, you will see the opposite. And even it is going to get worse. Yes, Jews and Christians are the people of the book. Wonderful. But what are you going to do with what Allah said in Quran chapter 98 and verse 6 when Allah called the Jewish and the Christians the worst of the creatures and Allah promised them eternity in hell? And I'm not talking about one or two verses, but plenty of verses where Allah commands the Muslim believers to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians, to terrorize the Jews and the Christians, to remove them from the face of the earth. This is the truth which we must say here. Dr. Ahmed, you are a deceiver. Or maybe you have no clue what you're talking about. Early verses in the Quran are abrogated. In simple words, your cheap talk has no value here. That this is the real Islam. Well, let's move on with Dr. Quanta Ahmed in her article. As she stated,
I'm a Muslim who's angry at DEM's failure to condemn anti-Semite Omar. They betrayed loyal Jewish supporters.
First of all, thank you for being angry at the Democrats who literally betray the Jewish people for the love of Ilhan Omar. This is just exactly what I shared in our last program when I said not only the Democrats hate Israel, but they also hate America. This is fact. Here it is, America. From the mouth of Dr. Ahmed, someone who claims to be a Muslim. But please, don't tell me you are a Muslim. This has nothing to do with Islam. Once again, if you are a true Muslim, you should join the liberals, the Democrats, in supporting Ilhan Omar. You cannot repeat that statement in the Muslim world because you know you will be killed by the hand of any Muslim believer. But then Dr. Ahmed said,
and I know that Muslims, who are the majority population in 50 nations, should be able to accept tiny Israel as the only Jewish nation in the world. Muslim nations and their citizens would be far better off if they had normal, diplomatic, trade, and cultural relations with Israel. Many crave normalization.
And here I must say, I'm not sure that Dr. Ahmed is really aware of what she's saying. Is she really that naive? Is she really that deceived? Or is she a deceiver? It is hard, trust me, to know what is in her heart. But let me give you the corrections once again. The 50 Muslim nations are actually 57 Muslim nations. Soon, there will be 100 as they continue to grow in the rest of the world. And these Muslim nations will not deny Islam as Dr. Ahmed is doing here. The Quran clearly teaches that there is no future for the Jewish people, not in Israel, not anywhere else. As a matter of fact, as I heard it from some Muslim imams in the Middle East, they are praising Allah that He brought the Jewish people together in that small, tiny state. Because then they do not have to go and search for them all over the world to kill them. These Muslim imams are praying to Allah that the rest of the Jews will go to Israel, because then they can wipe them all out in that small, tiny state. That is exactly what Muslims believe, and that's exactly what they are hoping to accomplish, Dr. Ahmed. Then Dr. Ahmed said,
sadly, Democrats in the House of Representatives, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, were forced to capitulate Thursday to the false narrative peddled by Omar. The Democrats watered down a resolution originally condemning anti-Semitism, a unique genocidal hatred, into one condemning bigotry against a broad range of groups. Worse, they failed to sanction or condemn Omar for the vile hatred she has expressed repeatedly to the Jewish people and their national homeland. Thursday's House vote will continue to reverberate as a national disgrace.
And that is exactly what I love to hear from those so-called moderate Muslims or reformer Muslims. Once again, there is no moderate Muslims, and you cannot reform Islam. But when they speak in the West, they speak in boldness more than anybody else, more than the conservative Republicans, more than the Christian ministers whom you see all over this country. She's telling the truth about the problem we have with the Democrats. Why this problem started? It started because Ilhan Omar was making anti-Semitic statements, accusing the Republicans of being un-Americans simply because they are supporting Israel. And Ilhan Omar is doing that openly. She was declaring her support to Hamas, Hezbollah, and Fatah, and her hatred towards Israel and those who support Israel in America. But instead of the Democrats condemning Ilhan Omar, No, they just make it like an interface meeting. From now on, boys and girls, no one will say anything to upset anybody else. As I said before, I repeat again, the only people who benefit from this resolution or from the congressional vote are the Muslims themselves, Ilhan Omar and people like her. Because trust me, soon in America, there will be laws like that which we read about in Europe and in Canada, where you cannot criticize Islam, where you cannot say any truth about the Mohammedans and what Allah taught the Muslim to do in the Quran or Muhammad taught the Muslim to do in the Hadith. Why is that? Because we have to be nice to one another. And because this is what they call hate speech. That's exactly how the Congress voted. And instead of we condemn Ilhan Omar, we condemn anyone who will say anything not nice about anybody else. And that is the greatest victory the Muslims received from the Democrats in America. And the consequence of that decision will be for the elimination of Amendment 1, something in our Constitution which Muslims do not like and liberals do not like. And trust me, the day you lose Amendment 1, then we just have America as an open land for Sharia, because that is when Muslims will be taking over America. This is exactly what the liberal decided to do. Get rid of our freedom of speech. You do not criticize the Muslims. And trust me, Ilhan Omar and people like her will continue to do their dirty work because they are minorities. And the minorities in America can get away with any crime. And as I said before, the four great things which Ilhan Omar enjoyed being in America, which gave her the right to get away with any crime she commits, is that she is black, she's a woman, and she is a Democrat, and she's a Muslim. Besides that, I don't think she needs any more help to continue to do and to say whatever she desires. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.